Imagine getting like a tool that promises to cut your workload in half, right? But somehow you just end up working twice as hard and feeling completely exhausted. Well, welcome to this custom-tailored deep dive created specifically for you. Today, our mission is to synthesize some really fascinating insights from Fast Company, Talkspace, Harvard DCE, and Biannestrelli. We are looking at why AI is burning us out, how the size of your company changes that pressure, and, well, how you can actually adapt without breaking down.
Yeah, it is a huge issue. I mean, the core problem across all these sources really comes down to the AI productivity paradox. Because, sure, AI dramatically reduces the time required for a single task. What used to take hours now takes, minutes.
Right,
But
exactly.
because those individual tasks are so much faster, the sheer volume of decisions that you have to make per hour just
So
skyrocket.
you're making like 50 choices a day instead of five. I feel like that brings us to a perfect analogy. You know that feeling when you are on a treadmill running at a steady pace and you think you will hit your distance early?
Oh, absolutely. But instead of letting you finish the workout early, leadership just cranks the speed to an all-out sprint.
Yeah, they crank the speed and they max out the incline. They take your initial curiosity about the tool and just turn it into immense pressure.
And that cognitive strain is genuinely heavy. I mean, Fast Company highlighted this Microsoft research showing that 80% of workers say they actually lack the time or energy to do their jobs effectively right now.
Yeah.
But the really interesting part is how this burnout shows up.
It's not usually a technical issue, right?
Right, it is rarely a spectacular tech failure. The early warning signs are almost entirely behavioral. You will start to see passive resistance or quiet withdrawal from collaboration or just this creeping cynicism.
Which I imagine managers completely misdiagnose. They see someone dragging their feet and just assume, oh, they dislike the new software interface. They treat it like simple tech fiction.
Exactly, they miss the psychological toll entirely. And that toll fractures differently depending on the work environment. Like, the flavor of burnout is heavily dictated by a company's structure and its speed.
So let's look at the extremes then, large enterprises versus SMEs or small and medium enterprises. The large enterprises seem to be actively stalling out in their adoption.
Yeah, because their massive size makes them rigid. They have deeply entrenched processes and, intense change management hurdles. When you introduce AI there, it triggers severe job anxiety. Communication is often poor, and employees are just terrified of being replaced. The red tape essentially paralyzes the whole adoption process.
Okay, but meanwhile, SMEs are doing the exact opposite. They are hyper agile, they grab these narrow workflows, plug AI in, and get incredibly quick returns on investment.
Right, but they completely lack robust governance, which creates a totally different kind of chaos.
Wait, hold on. Isn't their agility their whole advantage? I mean, why would a nimble SME want to slow down and bog themselves down with boring enterprise-level rules?
I get that. But without governance, rapid, unstructured adoption leads directly to that cognitive overload we just talked about. If a manager throws five new AI tools at a small team in 1 month without clear guardrails, like deciding which tool is approved for client data and which isn't plain, you aren't actually making the team agile.
Oh, you're just paralyzing them.
Exactly. You are paralyzing them with ambiguity and decision fatigue.
That makes perfect sense. The lack of structure turns into its own kind of heavy lifting. So, if both the rigid enterprise and the chaotic SME are burning people out, how do we actually fix the treadmill?
Well, organizationally, leaders really need to enforce what are called stabilization periods. When an AI tool cuts a task's time in half, the gut reaction is to immediately demand double the output.
Right. Produce more, faster.
Yes, but a stabilization period means intentionally holding off on that expectation. So if AI writes code faster, let the developer spend that saved time reviewing it, or honestly, just take it a breather. You should pilot small use cases with clear ROI and treat AI governance as a people strategy, not just an IT thing.
And on the individual level, Harvard DCE points to building an AI literacy framework. It's about reskilling in areas like flow prompting to move your role from routine execution to strategic functionality.
Yeah, flow prompting is a really great concrete example of this. Instead of just asking a chatbot a single question to get a fact, you're actually designing a sequence. You prompt the AI to analyze data, then you have it draft a report, then format it for an email.
Wow, so you are orchestrating a complete workflow rather than just fetching information. A quick question, before someone reaches that level of mastery, how can a manager actually tell the difference between normal new software jitters and actual AI burnout before the team member completely checks out?
You have to look for behavioral shifts weeks before the actual performance metrics drop. Are your former AI champions suddenly quiet in strategy meetings? Are they constantly pushing back on new ideas but masking it as, you know, practical concerns? Because when the enthusiasm dies, the burnout has already set in.
That is so crucial to watch for. Ultimately, AI is an undeniably powerful tool, but without deliberate pacing and human-centric governance, it just becomes a recipe for rapid cognitive overload.
Absolutely. The technology scales infinitely, but human attention just doesn't.
Which leaves us with this final thought for you to mull over. If AI continues to successfully automate all of our routine tasks, will the most valuable job skill of the future simply be our psychological endurance for constant, unyielding change? I mean, are we just training to stay on the treadmill?